Hey friend, today I'm going to be talking about three causes of period pain that don't show up on your typical Google search. And I did some Google searches as I was preparing for this episode, and it's very interesting to me what shows up right at the top of the page versus what doesn't show up really at all unless you search for the right words. And the things that show up happen to be the things that they would typically recommend birth control or surgery for as kind of your only option. And I'm here to tell you that there are lots of other reasons for period pain that don't necessarily require you to take out your uterus. And there are a lot of things you can do at home. So I'm here to encourage you and empower you in actually changing your periods within the next few months. So let's do it. Welcome to the Happily Hormonal podcast. Now, if you're a little iffy on whether or not the word hormonal is a good one, then you are in the right place. If you would love to have lasting energy, balanced hormones, and better periods, and you find yourself spending all of your precious time after the kids go to bed researching what to eat, what supplements to take, how to exercise, and you feel overwhelmed by all the info out there, then I've got you. Emily Chaudry is a registered nurse and functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, plus mama of three little ones, and I know that hormone balance doesn't have to be hard. I'll help you balance your hormones without perfection with simple steps that actually work for busy mamas so you can feel good inside and out and be present, joyful, and confident in the beautiful life you're already living. If you're in for happy hormones, taking messy action, and seeing results without perfection, then put your hair in that mom bun, grab your toddler the seventh snack of the day, and grab yourself a bone broth hot chocolate so we can do this. So I'm going to start with what I did find on a Google search. And if you have painful periods, you've probably done this Google search and you probably know exactly what I'm going to say. But I just looked up causes for painful periods. And what I found over and over again, multiple articles right at the top of the page, were some specific causes of period pain that are essentially like the worst of the worst or the most drastic, most extreme. And so those things were things like endometriosis, which is an overgrowth of uterine lining tissue. And that can be in the uterus, but it can also be outside of the uterus on other organs. And that is something that definitely can cause period pain. And I've seen clients make changes in their lifestyle and actually improve their endometriosis. I've also seen clients have surgery and make changes in their lifestyle and also see drastic improvement in endometriosis. So that is a legitimate condition. I also saw adenomyosis, which is even more extreme, where the endometrial tissue grows into the uterine wall and causes, you know, a lot more pain in the uterus, cramping, and inflammation. I also saw uterine fibroids as a cause of period pain, which can be the case as well. But what I didn't find in that list was inflammation in your body, eating foods that are not going to be most optimal for, you know, causing your hormones to be balanced. I didn't see stress. I didn't see so many of the other things that we're going to talk about today, or even some of the more specific causes that we're going to talk about today. But I only saw these conditions that typically would be resolved with birth control or surgery. And that's essentially what they recommended with fibroids, endometriosis, or adenomyosis. All of those were birth control, surgery, and even hysterectomy to resolve the problem. And I'm just here to tell you that getting a hysterectomy is not something that you want to take lightly, for one thing. And I don't think a lot of people would take it lightly unless you have had really painful periods for a really long time. And I guess that wouldn't even really be taking it lightly, but I could see why it would be attractive to have your uterus removed at that point if you're done having kids or don't want to have kids and you're just having these terribly painful periods every single month. But the other thing that I noticed was not mentioned in any of the articles was why you would be having those conditions in the first place. Why you would have fibroids, why you'd have endometriosis, and even adenomyosis. Why would you have those conditions? Is it just something that like randomly happens? You have no control over it? And the answer to that is a definitely not, in my perspective. You do have some control over those conditions, even if they have already started and already started causing symptoms. Surgery is not the only answer. And I'm not saying surgery is always a bad answer either, but I find that when it's given to us as the only option, it's very disempowering, and that's not what I'm here to do. So what we're going to talk about is the three causes that I see for painful periods the most often, and the causes that I see are ones that can be really well resolved and can cause essentially like a 180 in period symptoms. And I've experienced this in my clients, and I've experienced this even in myself to some extent. My periods used to be moderately painful, and now they never are and haven't been for years, honestly. And I've seen this in my students in nourishing hormones as well. So this is something that is completely able to be replicated, and there just is so much more hope than the simple Google search that I did would probably indicate. So the first cause that I see for painful periods, and this is the one I see the most often and the one that I work with clients on the most often, is that there is an imbalance between estrogen and progesterone. And this is not going to come as a surprise to you if you have been doing some research on your hormones, but what may actually be information that you're missing is how do you really make a difference in changing that in a way that's going to be sustainable. So the imbalances that I see most often with painful periods would either be too much estrogen, not enough progesterone, or a lot of times it's a combination of both. There can be other hormone changes that cause painful periods, so those are not the only ones, and you will not be able to fully self-diagnose with that without having testing or, you know, at least more of an in-depth look, but those are the ones that I see the most often. So too much estrogen, why does that cause painful periods? Estrogen is a proliferative hormone, and what one of its jobs is to build up the uterine lining in the first half of your cycle and get it ready for a pregnancy. And when there is too much estrogen, it can cause the endometrium, the uterine lining, to excessively build up, which means there's more tissue your body needs to remove during menstruation. And this is really important to note, because if you're having painful periods or heavy periods or a combination of painful and heavy periods, high estrogen is really often one of the causes. And it's not always just that you are making too much estrogen. It can be that you're making too much estrogen, but it can also be that you are not able to move estrogen out of your body efficiently through the detox pathways that we have been given. And a lot of times I see that there is a mismatch essentially between phase one and phase two liver detoxification. So phase one is where these compounds, estrogen, toxins, anything that your body is done with or has moved out and tagged as harmful and we don't need it anymore, your body will start to transform that into the product of the first phase of liver detoxification, which is absolutely necessary and also is an unstable kind of like oxidative compound. And so it can actually be something that is more inflammatory to the body if it is not then transferred into phase two detoxification and made water soluble and ready to move out of the body in the gut and in the kidneys. And so it's really important to know that we need support for both phase one and phase two detoxification to be able to move estrogen out effectively and not reabsorb estrogen. But we also need phase three detoxification and for those compounds to be actually moved out of the body through the kidneys and through the gut. And so if there are issues with any of those stages of detoxification, then we are not going to see the adequate removal of estrogen, and we can see recirculation of estrogen, which could just essentially ramp up those estrogen dominant symptoms, whether or not you're making too much in the first place. And then when it comes to progesterone, it is really common to not be making enough progesterone, and you could also be making enough and then that progesterone be stolen to make more cortisol because your stress response is super high. So progesterone is a hormone that is a calming hormone. It's pro-metabolism and pro-thyroid. It speeds those things up, but it also has anti-proliferative properties, which means it keeps the uterine lining growth in check when you have enough of it in the second half of your cycle. So when we're talking about heavy bleeding, especially, it's really important to have enough progesterone, but painful periods, you need enough progesterone as well. Okay, so if those hormone imbalances often cause period issues and they are common, then what is the cause of those hormone imbalances? And the number one cause is stress. And stress is such an overarching big topic that that's not a good enough answer, essentially. But emotional stress, physical stress, toxins, and particularly what I see is not getting enough of the right nutrients, not only to support being able to make those hormones, but be able to support detoxifying those hormones as well. Because the liver and the kidneys and all of your organs need specific nutrients to be able to perform their functions well. And so if they're not getting those nutrients and or they are overly stressed because of toxins, because of blood sugar imbalances, because of gut issues, because of all of these things that have become so common, they cannot prioritize hormone production and detoxification. And this is where we get into this mess in the first place. And while there are a lot of things that contribute to that hormone dysfunction, it really can be simple, if not necessarily easy, to start to see changes in that, because I have a step-by-step system that has been created specifically for this purpose. And so in Nourish Your Hormones, I teach you the 4 to 6 steps that you need to start to really see those changes in your periods, where you have better periods, less pain, less bleeding, and less PMS, plus a lot more energy. And step one is going to be nourishing your body in a specific way that is going to work for your hormones, not against them. Step two is going to be detoxifying those hormones well, learning how to do that through your liver and supporting your thyroid function, your lymphatic function. And then from there, we move into step three, which is managing stress well. And then into step four, which is truly doing the things that are the cherry on top for better periods and better PMS. Okay, so since hormone imbalance is, in my opinion, one of the biggest causes of painful periods, heavy periods, I do want to tell you that oftentimes these same hormone imbalances can actually contribute to uterine fibroids and endometriosis. And we actually have an episode coming up on that in the next few weeks, diving into both of those things deeper. But it's not like this is a one or the other thing. There can be hormone imbalances that are leading to those conditions, and then it's kind of like all the things put together. So number two cause of period pain that you don't find in a quick Google search is something that's more structural, and that is having hypertonic pelvic floor muscles, or really just essentially hypertonic means that the pelvic floor muscles are tight and are not able to have enough tone to fully relax and then fully contract. And they're just kept in kind of more of a contracted position at all times, essentially. And those can worsen painful periods. I wouldn't say they are a root cause and the only cause, but they can definitely worsen painful periods. And this is something that I see is really, really common as well. And so how would you know if you have tight pelvic floor muscles? Well, honestly, the easiest way is just to stop and assess where you are right now. Do you feel like you can fully relax your pelvic floor? Do you feel like if you just stopped and didn't do anything, would you notice that you're kind of like holding that tightly? Or how does that feel? Just when you start thinking about connecting to your pelvic floor, what does it feel like? That would be my first question, because I think that you'll find an answer just from that. But then another few symptoms that you may have would be pain or pressure either in the pelvic floor, in your low back or your hips, that's really constant or really consistent. It could be pain with urination. It could be frequent urination, pain with bowel movements, or even pain with sexual activity. All of those things can be a sign of a hypertonic pelvic floor. And then when we ask, well, why would I have this? And what is the cause? It has multiple causes, but it could be from injury or trauma to pelvic muscles. And that could be from surgery, childbirth, pregnancy, a traumatic accident. So that would be more of like an acute thing. It can also be just muscle dysfunction from lots of sitting in your life, abnormal posture. And it can also be from sexual or physical abuse where your body is just truly not in a place of safety and it feels like it needs to contract and essentially like hold on to any control that it has and kind of like brace against future injuries or abuse. And so those can all be causes of pelvic floor dysfunction. But if some of those resonate with you and you are having painful periods, especially if you've been trying some of the other things, then it might be time to look into some pelvic floor work because that can help release some of that pressure and start to see less of a physical block or a physical holding on to control, function, whatever it is. But those things can affect your periods. Okay. And then my last one for today, number three, is kind of like all the things, because I can't help myself. So it could be overall inflammation in the body. That would be a big one that I see, as a cause of painful periods. So if you are not eating well, if you're getting a lot of inflammatory foods, so that could be high in polyunsaturated fatty acids, which typically come mostly from vegetable oils or seed oils, that is very inflammatory. It'll be inflammatory to your uterus, as well as to your blood vessels, as well as to your brain, as well as to your gut, all the places. It can be just from poor nutrition, where you are just not getting the nutrients you need to build and make those hormones well. But lots of stress, a lack of sleep, and just kind of like a generally inflammatory lifestyle is going to be honestly probably a cause of period pain that of course will cause those hormonal imbalances, but it also just comes from general inflammation and stress in the body. And then I guess I have a number four. Here I am saying I had three, but number four that I wanted to talk about is period products. And again, this is kind of a cherry on top type of situation. It's not that period products themselves are going to be the only cause of period pain, but if you have period products that are going to be inflammatory, that very likely could cause some additional period pain or be making it worse. And so the ones that I see as more toxic or inflammatory would be just typical regular tampons or pads that are not organic. So there's some pesticides in play. There could be some fragrances and other irritating chemicals in play. So I highly recommend that you would switch to organic if you're using disposable products. But also if you're having, you know, some pelvic floor dysfunction or just really have had a lot of trauma around your periods. And I say that in, you know, just even if you've just had a lot of painful periods and you have stress around them, then sometimes putting something up inside of there, especially again, if there's pelvic floor dysfunction or any type of structural issue, it can just make it worse. And so sometimes it helps to switch to just organic cotton pads for a while or to some period underwear that do not contain any of the PFAS chemicals, or sometimes period cups can also be good. But again, we just need to assess like where you are with pelvic floor dysfunction, with trauma, with sexual abuse, all of those things that you might be holding on to and that could cause more tension and more inflammation during your period. So even switching just to organic cotton pads can be really soothing and helpful and could be something to try for just a couple months as you are working on healing some of these other causes. Okay, thanks for sticking with me for my three reasons that turned into four reasons for period pain. I hope this was helpful and I would love to see you in the next episode. Hey, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. If you had as much fun with this episode as I did, make sure to share it with one or three of your besties and leave a rating and review so that more and more women can find this podcast and have happy hormones. And when you're ready to have pain-free periods, no more PMS, and energy and capacity to live the life you really want to live, then it's time to join us in Nourish Your Hormones. I can't wait to see you in there and help you have balanced hormones all month long. See you next time.